Record 86 Gigawatts of Generation Additions Projected in 2026, written by John Crop Lee, and read by an automated voice. A record 86 gigawatts of utility-scale generation capacity is projected to be added to the U.S. power grid in 2026. The Energy Information Administration, or EIAA, said February 20 that if the plans reported by power plant developers and operators come together as expected, they would far outpace the 53 gigawatts of capacity added to the grid in 2025, which was the most since 2002. Rising demand expected from new data centers and other larger loads has touched off a scramble to add power generation. But details of the EIAA analysis suggest the surge projected in 2026 is rooted at least in part in the clean energy push of the Biden administration, rather than the fossil-heavy energy dominance push of the Trump administration. EIAA calculated 43.4 gigawatts of solar, 24.3 gigawatts of battery storage and 11.8 gigawatts of wind coming online in 2026, or 93% of the 86 gigawatts total. Just 6.3 gigawatts of new utility-scale natural gas capacity is expected. Given the time frames involved in development, permitting and interconnection, the Biden-era surge of renewables development still is in process in the second year of the Trump administration, and the Trump 2.0 push for fossil generation has not yet resulted in extensive construction. President Donald Trump engineered an accelerated phase-out of the lucrative federal tax credits President Joe Biden engineered for solar and wind development, so there is additional impetus for renewables developers to accelerate construction of their projects. EIAA broke the numbers down by geography and technology. The 43.4 gigawatts of new solar would be a 60% increase over 2025. Texas is the site of 40% of the planned solar construction. Rounding out the top three states are Arizona and California, at 6% each. The 24.3 gigawatts of new battery capacity expected in 2026 would continue the technology's five-year streak of exponential growth in the U.S. and would far surpass the record 15 gigawatts installed in 2025. Three states account for most of the new batteries expected to come online in 2026: Texas, California, and Arizona. Annual wind power additions have slumped since exceeding 14 gigawatts in both 2020 and 2021. The 11.8 gigawatts projected in 2026 would not be a complete rebound but would be more than double the amount that came online in 2025. Four states account for nearly 60% of the wind total: New Mexico, Texas, Illinois, and Wyoming. The largest onshore wind project in the nation, New Mexico's 3,650 megawatt SunZia, is expected to start commercial operation in 2026, as are the nation's first two large offshore wind projects, the 710 megawatts Revolution Wind and the 800 megawatts Vineyard Wind 1 along the New England coast. Combined cycle generation accounts for 3.3 gigawatts of the 6.3 gigawatts of natural gas capacity expected to be added in 2026. The planned combustion turbine units total 2.8 gigawatts. Florida, Ohio, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and Texas together would host more than 80% of the gas-fired capacity additions. The 1,158 megawatts Orange County Advanced Power Station in Texas is the largest single gas addition expected in 2026. Generation additions for all other technologies are expected to total approximately 0.2 gigawatts. EIAA has not released full data for electrical generation in 2025. But the most recent electric power monthly update indicates that through the first 11 months of 2025, significant changes in utility-scale generation were seen with solar, coal, and natural gas. Also in the first 11 months of 2025, U.S. electricity consumption was 2% higher, the average price was 5.3% higher, and revenue from sales was 7.4% higher.